This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Welcome back to the Michael K. Show, everybody, from 317 Main Street in Farmingdale. Big crowd here, hopefully a big crowd listening and watching us on Yes as well. One of them, Marty Lyons, and I was remiss. I want to tell you, MartyLyonsFoundation.org. They are looking for volunteers right now to help out. So check out the website and see what they have going on. It's a great foundation. He runs it for years now, and it does great, great work. All right, now we go to another one who's one of our good friends and also another Hall of Famer. Two Hall of Famers in a row. First, Joe Klecko, and now Steve Young. Steve, how you doing?
Michael, great. Sorry for the noise behind me. I'm at the NFL Wives Fashion Show, and I got to walk the runway with my wife here shortly, so I'm double duty here, boy, but I wanted to be on with you, so it might be a little noisy. I apologize.
Well, we're in a packed bar right now, so it's noisy on both ends. I just want to tell you one thing before I ask about the Super Bowl. I went down a rabbit hole yesterday, and I was just watching your runs as a quarterback. Man, I don't know if we really appreciate how great you really were. I mean, do you ever take a look at those tapes or black and white films to say, wow, I was really good?
You got to remember, Michael, it was Bill Walsh that told me that I would run for a touchdown. He's like, why are you doing that? The team needs to have you run the play. Where are you going? And so I grew up in an era where that wasn't really like, oh, wow, that's really cool. Way to go. Keep up the good work. It was mostly linemen looking back at you like, why are you doing that? Why are you screwing us up? So it's now celebrated where back then it was kind of a lead. Whenever I'd score running the football, I kind of sheepishly hand the football. Sorry, guys. I apologize. It's the only way I knew how to do it right now. So forgive me, And so it's a different time.
They were good times. All right. So let's talk about this game. Who do you like in the game on Sunday?
I the hard part for me is the Eagles, they are a team that seem like they might be better than everyone by a long shot, but I don't know yet. They have not been tested in a way. I thought the 49er game was going to be the test, and that thing just disappeared. And so the NFC is just not as good as the AFC, and especially at the top. There's four or five teams that are better than everyone else in the NFC. And so I want to believe that the Eagles are really as good as I think they are, but because I don't know, I have Patrick Mahomes, who's a better player than he was 2 years ago. He's doing more of the commodity quarterbacking that's important to do out of the huddle. The offensive line is better than the Super Bowl 2 years ago. The defense is as good or better than they were 2 years ago. So I tend to lean towards the people who have been swimming in the deep end of the pool for longer. But there is a piece of me that wonders that maybe this Eagles team is significantly better than everybody. And I just don't know it yet. So I'm gonna lean into the Chiefs right now, but won't be surprised if the Eagles do something special.
You mentioned the experience, and we were talking about it earlier. I hit up everybody that we've had on for 2 weeks about the experience Kansas City has as opposed to the lack of experience in Philadelphia, and everybody seems to think it's not that big a deal, but it sounds like that maybe it is an edge in your mind that Kansas City has on Sunday.
Don, I got to tell you, it's 60 minutes. It goes by in a flash. It's not a seven-game series. It's not like unlike any other sport. You get into a ball game, and if you have a quarter, let's just say it takes you a quarter to just kind of get your feel, get the nerves out, get the smoke from the pregame highlights, the fireworks out, and all of a sudden you're down 14 and it's over. Like, to me, the experience is the settledness that you start the game with. It doesn't overwhelm you. Nothing about it seems like a big deal. I understand why people say that, because in the end, once you start playing, it does kind of become just a regular game. But because it's over so quickly, the first quarter and then the fourth quarter is another place where settled people who have been there before seems to show up. And that's why I think there is a distinct advantage.
Well, what is that feeling? Do you remember what the feeling's like when you walk out on the field for the first time? Because we were talking about that earlier. I think there's a huge advantage for Mahomes having been there. But like, what does it feel like when you step out there the first time?
I think a feeling, the way it's unique, is because you know deep down that whatever happens over the next couple of 3 hours is going to change your life. There's no other game that you've ever played in your life that could match that. And so because it's going to be your legacy, your team's legacy, it's going to define your career. It's going to make, forevermore be a Super Bowl winner or loser. Like, I think that's why walking onto the field is so people talk about it. Now, I remember Michael Irvin always saying, but his knees buckle. You know what I mean? I think your knees buckle because of the enormity of the event, and it happens so quickly that it's all going to be right in front of you. I got to believe it's you know, more dramatically with an Olympic gymnast when they roll down to, you know, that runway and then they have, you know, 2 seconds. But football has that kind of, you know, enormity to the moment, and I think that's why it feels when you come out, you know, when you're introduced, just like, holy crap, the Super Bowl, it's because of that.
Now, do you think that on top of that pressure about the big game, and it is big, does Mahomes Reed also have a little bit more pressure? Because Reed would go 1-3 if they lose. Mahomes would be the quarterback that's 1-2. Do you think that's in their mind, or is that too abstract?
No, I think that there's no question that what can be gained by the Chiefs in this win for Patrick and for Coach Reed is elite status, second Super Bowl for both,
yep.
Cements them forever, creates an environment where Andy Reid's now one of the greatest coaches of all time. If they lose, to your point, because the Super Bowl has a way of defining careers, it's like, oh, he got one game, he hasn't been able to finish. You know, it's like all that narrative. So for the Chiefs and for those two guys, I would call the guardrails are much wider than for the Eagles on a win or a loss and what it means. I think the win is going to be significantly more important for the Chiefs and significantly worse for the Chiefs if they lose.
Now, Sirianni and the Eagles, they go for it an inordinate amount of times on fourth down, one of the most successful to do it in the history of football. But the number of times, Steve, is that the guts and the guile of Philadelphia, or is that just the analytics telling them when they should go for it on fourth down?
I think it's their, as I always say, Don, it's what plays you have. If you're going to go for it, tell me you have a great play. Not because the analytics tell you or something else that, you know, kind of gut feeling even. I want to know that you have a great play. And the thing about the Eagles, especially in the running game, especially what they've done with Jalen with the RPOs, they have taken the changes in the rules in the game to make it safer, that it reduced the amount of the amount of room that defenses can patrol. It's now for Jalen, he has an ability to do five things at once. He can hand it off, inside run. He can keep it. He can throw the bubble screen. He can throw the fade, or he can keep it the other direction. So to me, for defenses, even on a fourth down, and you want to say, hey, look, we're going all in, nine up front. We'll give up the fade. We're going to stop the run. Which run? Which one are you going to stop? And because tactically they would present to the defense very complicated schemes, even both for the offense, obviously something that's less complicated. And I think that's the magic of what the Eagles have done. And so for me, fourth down for the Eagles, they're going to have a play that's going to have a nice option to it to create an environment for them to be successful. So if you have a great play, I say you should be the best in fourth down in the league, and you should lean into it because you have great plays to run on fourth down.
So if the Chiefs stop the run, though, Steve, do you think that Hurts is up for winning this game on his own?
It would be new. It's not the way the Eagles have done it. And now, again, the Eagles not run. They have not swum in the deep end for very long, and they've not been challenged the way that I remind you, the Chiefs went to San Francisco against that number one or two defense when you put the Eagles and the 49ers up, and Patrick Mahomes laid 44. On the 49ers in San Francisco, because people in the NFC don't see these offenses. And so I got to tell you, it does feel like they'd be out of their sorts if they can't run the football effectively, and now they've got to drop back and try to go win the game throwing the ball from the pocket. Certainly not what they have done in the past. But that's the thing about the Eagles right now. I just don't know. There's a part of me that feels like they'll be fine, and they can do that. It's just not what they've done because they don't see it in the NFC, and now they're going to see front and center the Kansas City Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes. And that's just, to me, the big issue I have is, are the Chiefs that good to go to San Francisco and score 44, or are the Eagles thrown into such big shoes that they can squash whatever Patrick Mahomes has? I think it's going to be a fun, for me, it's a fun game to watch to see what comes out on top.
All right, Steve, so you've been on the battlefield here. Do you believe that the 2 weeks rest has made Mahomes 100%, or is that still something that's going to linger?
Very close to 100%. Michael, think about in seven days, he played on a high ankle sprain. It tells you that without painkiller, it tells you the high ankle sprain was not severe. And then you could see a couple times he tweaked it, but it didn't get worse. When you have those kind of injuries, you do things like, dang, that hurt, stung, but it doesn't actually get worse. And so you saw the last play when he ran, he's capable even 7 days later. I don't think he re-injured it in the championship game. So for me, I believe an extra week gets him to as close to 100% where he doesn't have to worry about it based on what I saw in the championship game.
All right. Much to Peter's happiness, the one time the Hurts blinked during the season was against the Commanders.
Formula
was keep the ball away from Philadelphia. Kansas City with the dink and dunk get on those 7-8 minute drives, just keep the ball out of Philadelphia's hands?
I think that's what Andy Reid wants to do. One thing, if there's kryptonite for Patrick Mahomes at this point, which is not much, maybe there's a kernel of kryptonite somewhere, it's that in the bigger games, you saw it in the Super Bowl, you saw it in the championship game against the Bengals a couple of years ago, where Patrick tends to, when he doesn't need to leave the pocket, to still go out and try to make something magical happen. And then things start to devolve, and the team, you know, needs him to just call the play, run the play, drop it off, get some consistency, put those big drives together. I think Patrick's more capable of that than ever before. And so, yes, I think that Andy Reid will, especially in the first quarter, watch for those throws. Think of all the little screens that they throw from multiple different places. They're going to be Andy Reid wants to be in a situation where Patrick Mahomes is late in the first quarter, maybe 10 for 10, 10 for 11, you know, 12 for 13 for 110 yards. Like that's the dream scenario when they get those long drives, high efficiency. The passing game becomes an extension of their running game and puts pressure on the Eagles on chewing up the clock. I think that's what their dream is.
Is it a key for the Chiefs to take a lead? Because Jalen Hurts hasn't played from behind in so long. Is that going to be something that's a big deal?
Again, we're talking about not swimming in the deep end very long and not being challenged.
Right.
There's a few things that could happen very quickly for the Eagles that they haven't seen before. So, yeah, I think you want to put them in a spot where they're uncomfortable, for sure. And one thing about the Chiefs, they can fall behind 14-0, and you don't necessarily panic because they've been there so many times. But you get 14-0 on the Eagles, now all of a sudden, what do they do? And I think they'll stay with their offense as long as they can before having to abandon it. But if you can get them into that space where they still have to start abandoning it, that's when you're going to be a huge advantage for the Chiefs.
I wanted to get your thoughts on this. They had the State of the Union or the State of the League address from Roger Goodell earlier in the week, and he said the officiating's never been better. Steve, I know commissioners are supposed to defend their sport. You watch these games. Is he just trying to defend his sport, or is he seeing something we don't about the officiating in the NFL?
Yeah, no, I think on a rank-and-file game, I actually think it's better, so I'm not going to say that he's wrong. But the problem is that they rate the officials on perfection. And so the officials try to be perfect, and they overthink it. And sometimes you've seen it so much, especially late in the playoffs, where big things, there's a little bit of a robotic nature to their refereeing rather than the contextual to the, you know, rub of the green. I'm in the moment. I get a feel for it. I go with my gut. And I think we've got to get the officials more empowered to not worry about their rating as much, and they can just I think they're really good. They're getting better all the time with their training, to go with their gut. And I think they've stopped some of this madness that's happened where they've made kind of glaring errors of trying to be too perfect, and in some ways trying to be too perfect to become way less than perfect, in fact way less than what you think would be average. So I think I agree with the commissioner, and then I don't agree with him at the same time.
Before we let you go, because I know you have to get up on stage with your wife, we had on Joe Klecko, and he talked about, you know, Joe Namath knocked on the door and told him he's a Hall of Famer. How big of a deal is it to you? And do you ever sit back when you just have a moment alone and go, wow, I'm one of the best of the best?
You know, I will tell you that when you're playing, you're so much wanting to develop a career for yourself, trying to make a space for your trying to create, you know, a long-term, you know, just doing all the things that you need to do to help the team. And so your team is such a big part of it. Then you retire, and about 5 years later, you get that knock on the door, and that's when it's more personal. It's like the game has always been such a group think, and for good reason, because you got to be a great teammate. But there's that moment when it becomes very personal, and to get that knock on the door, especially in the first ballot, I just thought, you know, what it was funny. When I remember they knocked on my door and told me, the first thought I had was North Minas Cowboys. I was like, oh, my gosh, this reminds me of North Minas. I don't know, why does my mind at that moment not think about all the great things that happened as a pro or even as a college player? But I went back to when I was a little kid playing, you know, down at North Minas School, playing defensive end and running back. And, like, Jack Schlegel's a coach and Dan Grimsich. And I'm like, why is that the first thing that comes into my mind? And I guess that's the beauty of the sport when you put your whole life into it, is that the Hall of Fame has a way of wrapping up everything that you've ever put into that sport. And I so appreciate that. So, yeah, I think there are those moments when you sit back and go, holy crap, this has been, it's been an amazing run and a big part of my life. And to have that kind of moment on Mount Everest is super meaningful.
And did you like the way the bust came out? Because a lot of busts are lousy. Yours looks like
point.
You.
I agree.
You know, what's very weird about it is back many years before I went into the Hall of Fame, they hired Blair Buswell to do it. Blair Buswell played with me at BYU, and then he became a famous sculptor.
Wow.
And so full circle, when I got the first text I got was from Blair Buswell telling me, I'm putting your bus together, bro. It's happening. And so it's just an amazing full circle for me.
Wow.
For a guy like I played college ball with from Idaho, is now doing all the bus. So, yeah, I appreciate him.
Well, we appreciate you. Have a great walk down the aisle with your wife, and enjoy the game. Thanks for coming on.
You guys are the best. All right,
thanks a lot, Steve.
Enjoy.
That's Steve Young.
Steve Young, ladies and gentlemen.
It's nice to know it's not the blind woman in the Lionel Richie video that's doing the busts for the Hall of Fame.
Some of the busts are awful. I mean, they don't even look like the person, but Steve's looks great, and it was a friend. How weird is that? A teammate that did the bust.
Well, I'm biased. I love busts.
Me too. But not all of them.
Apparently not.
Some of them just didn't look right.
How are those onion rings?
Why don't you have one, my friend?
I'd like to try
one. I think you're going to love it.
Weep-worthy?
Yes, they are weep-worthy.
No one tell Ray.
Ray who? Oh,
from
Ray
North
from North Carolina.
Carolina. Very
yeah.
famous call.
Yeah.
Big moment in our history.
Thank you.
Whoa. Good, right?
Wow.
Weep-worthy. All right, so you know who we have coming up next, right?
I don't.
What?
I think you do. Aaron Boone.
Oh, it has to be Booney because
right, the man who knows more football than you.
And I got a top five coming.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Sure.
But you know that Boone actually agrees with you now because you're picking the Eagles. He's picking the Eagles, but he'll tell you exactly why they're going to win.
Then I'm just going to be just some yo-yo talk show host.
You're just spitballing.
Yeah.
You just tried to pick something that I didn't pick, so you had a chance.
It was a part of that.
In other words, Aaron Boone, as a hobby, likes football. Your life is dedicated to talking sports. Michael immediately takes his word over you because you're garbage to him. Human
it's
garbage.
Interesting. And meanwhile, I've never treated him like garbage.
No,
however,
like
there was a press conference not too long ago where Michael was disrespected. He's forgotten all about that.
Oh, that's right, the beef. Don't bring up the beef between him and Boone. They're good now.
I know they're good.
We're great.
But we've never been bad, but Michael still has no respect for me.
Correct.
I do have respect for him. But it's one of five sports that Don has to be an expert at.
Right.
Aaron Boone is the manager of the Yankees, and his life is a love
it's
of
not.
The Eagles.
It's not.
You know what? Save it
the
for
the
him.
Because well, if
save
the Yankees, for some reason, it'll be weird, but the way the NFL's going, maybe they will play during baseball
you
season.
You want me to come up with trivia questions for Don and Aaron Boone?
No.
Sure?
We're not going to put Aaron Boone
on
the spot.
Oh, no, we don't want to put Aaron Boone on the spot. Don would do it.
If Hal called and said, you know, Booney, I need you to come over here. We need a strategy meeting at 6:30 Sunday. Where is he going?
He's going to work on that. He's skipping the game.
Well, Hal's a huge football fan, too. I don't think Hal would do
that. He's a bitter Viking fan who also – I'm still waiting for my
– Oh, this is unfortunate.
$10.
You got some problems with the Yankee organization.
Is it 10? I think it's 20.
I don't remember. It's been so long, I forget what the number was.
All right, before Boone, it's game time, brought to you by Telemar Dew Irish Whiskey.
Sure it is.
We have the Knicks at the Sixers tonight at 7, so 6:30 pregame
Why not?
Show. Rangers against the Kraken at 7 at the Garden, 6:30 pregame on 10:50. And 7 o'clock, the puck drops. And Pat O'Keefe was
Pat O'Keefe on the call.
They yanked you out of the booth so
right
you could
out.
Be here.
Right
and,
out.
And you gladly did it. I love you for that.
With a big smile.
There you go. That's Game Time, brought to you by Telemar Dew Irish Whiskey during the big games this season. Enjoy a Telemar Dew, the original triple blended, triple distilled, and triple cask matured Irish whiskey. Remember, when it's game time, it's telly time.
Sure it
Please
is.
Enjoy responsibly. You know who's here, too? Larry Hardesty. We call him Larry Love. And he and Gordon Damer do a great show. Larry, get up on stage.
Yeah, come on, Larry.
So they can see on Yes.
Yeah.
The great Larry Love.
I listened to him and Gordon the whole way home on Wednesday coming back from the Ranger game.
They do a really good show.
They really do.
Yeah.
A lot
Here
of
he
chemistry.
Is. One of the nice – no, he is the nicest person at the station, right?
Oh,
no,
100% the nicest man at the station.
Larry
Terrific.
Love.
And one of the most handsome should be on television as well, if Yes is paying attention.
Now he is. How
he
you doing,
did it.
Hello, boys. How are you?
Good. Who
I
you
have
like
a face for radio, by the way.
Who do you like in the Super Bowl?
Kansas City.
I love you.
That's Larry Love.
He did a radio show 20-some-odd years ago with Billy Taylor on WLIR.
Right.
And L-I-B. He had me get a guest.
L-I-B.
It doesn't matter. And I did. They used to do a show from Mickey Mantle's, and
That's
I went
right.
on.
I was on your show in Mickey Mantle's, too.
That's right. You were there when they were doing the Yankees had a big thing for Daryl Strawberry.
Yeah.
And Dwight Gooden. And you were there. You were covering the Giants that year. And Billy and I had you on the show just to...
1999.
Who knew we would be working
together? 24 years ago. That's how long I've known this man.
Unbelievable.
Has not changed at all.
No. He's one
class,
of the best people. All class.
Thank you. Thank you. The checks are in the mail.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy. Hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Super Bowl on the way. And somebody who also wants to make sure his team wins a championship, not just his Philadelphia Eagles, but his New York Yankees.
That's right.
The great Aaron Boone.
Aaron, thanks for coming on.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. Let's break this down. So you like the Eagles to win. Tell me why, other than the fact that you're a fan of the Eagles.
Look, I've been a fan of them for over 40 years now, and you know one of the things I told my son, we went to a game whenever they played the Steelers, probably sometime in the middle of the season, we went down there, and on the drive home I said, you know, I've been a fan of this team for over 40 years. This is hands down the best team I've ever seen them have. Obviously it doesn't mean they'll win it all, doesn't mean they win the championship, but I'm like, it's the most complete team they've ever had. They don't have any weaknesses. And I feel like, you know, they made it to the end of the season. They made it to this point. And I would say overall they are pretty healthy. They made it through in good shape. And I just think the depth of how good they are in the trenches. Mahomes, I think, probably at least somewhat compromised still, you know, not being as mobile as he probably normally would be, even though I'm sure he's going to be a lot better than even he was a couple weeks ago. I just think ultimately the defense makes enough plays that, and then I think the offensive line will control the game. That's why I feel like they're going to win.
I'm with you. I think they're the better team. I think they're the championship team. But everybody brings up, I think, a pretty interesting point. With the weakness of the NFC and not really being tested in the postseason, is there any concern that a lot of their dominance might have come from the schedule and the conference?
I think more of my concern is, like, I mean, it's the Chiefs. It's Patrick Mahomes. Like,
that's right.
Like, I mean, he's an all-time great already. He's going to go down as an all-time great. So, like, I'm not going to put anything past him. And Andy Reid, who is my favorite and a good friend and who I love and I know is tremendous in these situations and tremendous with a couple weeks prep. Like, I know they're going to be buttoned up and ready to roll, and, you know, who knows with Patrick Mahomes. So that I guess that part of the equation, I guess, concerns me a little bit. But there's this I've felt this all year long. I felt it all in the playoffs. I just feel like I'm extremely confident with how complete a football team the Eagles are. And I think they're ready to roll, and I think they're ready to go take this thing.
Talking to Yankee manager Aaron Boone. Aaron, does it bother you that Don so with such certitude thinks that he knows more football than you?
Does it? No. You got to be confident in what you bring into the show. And, you know, this is an important week to know a lot about football. You got to fill a lot of air and have a lot of content. So no, that's fair.
I mean, you listen to a lot of that in real time. He was putting me in a corner, Aaron. I had to defend myself. Right? I mean, come on. You might know more football than me. Maybe I'm a hack and you're an expert. Give me a break. I mean, can we just admit together, you and me, Michael is a great guy, awful teammate.
Awful teammate.
Wow.
You would have, if he was on your team, Aaron, you'd have meetings with him saying, you got to get along with your teammates better.
What is Woody Woodpecker? He's an instigator.
Wow. Right. All right, so how will you consume the game on Sunday?
You said barbecue.
What's that involve? How many people are going to be there? And both of these guys, Peter and Don, said, if you're an Eagles fan, how could you watch it with anybody else around them?
Awful move.
Yeah, actually, that part's not hard. So I have two of my sons are actually flying down Sunday morning. Mm-hmm. So Brandon and Sergio are flying down Sunday morning, and they're actually spending a few days down here. So they'll be here. And then I'll probably get a lot of staff together. You know, we've been here a few days, so I have a bunch of staff over tonight, and we're barbecuing, and we got to kind of get our game plan. Do we want to have a bunch of people over here? You know, we got to get our squares board going, the whole thing, and then decide, do we want to cater in? Do we want to just burgers and hot dogs, keep the grill going all day? We'll just kind of play it by ear, and hopefully it's a fun, cool day. And the weather's been amazing down here in Tampa. It's supposed to cool off a little bit, I think, on Sunday. But the weather's cooperating. It should be an exciting day. And, you know, right or wrong, I'm walking into this game with a lot of confidence. So I'm expecting a really good outcome.
All right, so let me ask you this. It's a big, big, big part of the game. Fourth quarter, tied at like 21 apiece. And Matt Blake saunters over and starts to talk to you about, you know, pitching plans. Are you going to say, hey, get lost? I mean, because you got to be locked in at that point.
Well, he'll know better than that. You know, he knows not to bring it up.
Not now.
Hey, part of being around this and being here is you got to have some feel. So if you don't have that feel, we might have to respectfully ask you to leave. And we keep it moving.
So, Aaron, what's the
– right.
Come Sunday evening, at 6:45, 7 o'clock, what's the thing that you would see early that if it happened in this game would make you very nervous about your Eagles getting a win?
Kelce running down the field, you know, wide open, maybe the pass rush getting there, or better yet, the Chiefs' offensive line, which is very good, giving Mahomes time to throw. And then probably the biggest thing is seeing Mahomes really make some early plays with his legs, or you see that dynamic scrambler where he's able to buy time and create in the pocket and then get out of the pocket and make a throw. I guess that would give me a little bit like,
Here's something that, I mean, I did full disclosure. I picked Kansas City in the game. Because I just don't know, you know, if the Eagles have been tested the way Kansas City has been tested. It's been a pretty easy road in the playoffs, at least. But the one thing that the Eagles really have not wrapped their arms around is playing from behind. So I think if the Chiefs take an early lead, it's going to be interesting to see how the Eagles respond. Is that something that you would be worried about?
No. Again, I'm worried about it's the Super Bowl. It's the Kansas City Chiefs. It's Patrick Mahomes, and so you're going up against a great opponent. That's the biggest thing. I don't worry about them from a poise standpoint or from a not being able to execute standpoint or game plan changing if they fall behind, because I feel like they're capable of playing any game. If you want to get into kind of a running smash mouth, they're capable of doing that. You know, they have dynamic wide receivers and tight ends that are able to stretch the field so you can strike quick, obviously an athletic quarterback and Hurts. So they're able to play a lot of different ways, I feel like. So, of course, I don't want them to fall behind or fall behind a lot, but I don't worry about them, being overcome by it being the Super Bowl and we're down, how do we act? Like, I think they'll be fine.
All right, let me throw this at you, and it's going to be a little uncomfortable. Don can't be involved because he's doing hockey. But if Peter and I get on a JetBlue flight on Sunday morning, would we be allowed in the barbecue? Because we're not, you know, your longtime friends, and we are certainly not part of the staff. Would we be allowed in?
Yeah. Yeah.
That wasn't emphatic.
Oh, all right.
You guys are in.
All right, good. Now, I don't think
the merrier.
I just want to know. Yes, Don?
Well, I'm going to be in Carolina Saturday.
Oh, it's an easy flight.
Sunday,
yeah.
We're flying to Vancouver. I got 2 days off in Vancouver. If I can get a flight down to Tampa, I just need to get to Vancouver.
Right.
From Tampa, which is probably not easy.
A lot of flights.
If I miss a show, Michael, heads explode.
I know.
But let's take him up on it. Even if he doesn't really want us there, let's push
the
envelope.
Do you really want to be – you could see the hesitancy. I don't think – he doesn't want the inner seal broken. All of a sudden, there's media.
If you guys get to Tampa, you are welcome to come watch the Super Bowl and eat food at my house.
Wow.
Wow. All right, before we let you go.
Wow.
When the Super Bowl ends at like 9:30 or 10, then you're going to get locked in for Yankee baseball. Are you excited about the season?
I am. We, there's a ton of guys down here today. We had a number of guys throwing live BPs today. Some of the big boys too. And really excited to get going. I know everyone else is, a lot of the staff is already down here. It's that time of year, and excited that, we're finally through the COVID stuff a little bit, and we're about to have a normal 6-7 week spring training, I'm looking forward to that and having that normal spring where you can really let things play out and build guys up the proper way. And I'm really excited about that. And some of the, obviously the storylines and competition things we're going to have going this spring, I think are going to make for an exciting spring.
Outstanding.
So let's look at it this way, Peter. We wanted to have him on. Just talk football, not shop.
Yep.
And then the last question had to be about the Yankees. So Michael would be the guy at the barbecue.
Correct.
Fourth and one.
Correct.
They decide to go for it, the Eagles.
Correct.
Down three, fourth
no
quarter.
No way.
And Michael goes,
do you think
Judge can bat lead off a little bit more?
You know what, Aaron? The only reason I didn't ask any who's going to be the shortstop, who's going to be left fielder, it was a general feel good question. Don's a complete ass. I'm sorry that he brought it there. Wow.
So who's your left fielder going to be on opening day?
Anyway, Aaron, thanks for having fun with us throughout this playoff.
Good
we
luck,
appreciate
man.
It and enjoy.
Can I put my score on the record?
Oh, we need it. Show
yes.
me something.
Yes.
31-20 for.
Wow, a blowout.
Now, Aaron, I'm curious.
No, but
I'm curious.
31-20.
Oh, okay.
I'm curious. Are you interested in putting a little wager on that?
Really want to get him in trouble.
Like,
oh.
On what? Like,
well,
what's the wager?
We could either bet straight up, or if you want to bet them to win by 10 or more, I'll give you odds.
Are we going to negotiate that on the air right now? Or?
Sounds like it. It's so close to break.
Well, what's your preference? Would you rather just go straight up? Obviously, it's a better play for you. You believe you guys are winning no matter what.
Well, you know what? You'll never get a chance to sit in legend seats. Why don't you bet that?
Oh, yeah. He's got access.
Yeah, let's work. We'll work this out behind the scenes, and then we can reveal what our bet was.
All right.
I love it.
You got each other's digits.
We do, but it's happening. I'm going with the Chiefs. You're going with the Birds.
That's right.
All right. Here we go.
All right.
Enjoy the game, Aaron, and I will see you shortly. Thanks a lot.
Take care.
All right. You guys are very, very – you are definitely welcome to come by if you're in town.
Thank you.
Thank you, Aaron. That's very nice of you.
Polite man.
Be well.
All right.
That is Yankee manager Aaron Boone. So 31-20 is what he said?
31-20
Eagles.
I'm getting a lot of that from people. As the week goes on, I'm starting to hear from more people thinking the Eagles win big.
Yeah, they're wrong. Anyway, when we come back.
I agree.
It's a Daily Don, or who you
actually, you know
out?
What? I decided that some guys persuaded. I am going to go with an ice pick.
Instead of a Daily Don?
Yeah.
Can we do both?
No. we're going to do, and it's, you know what? It's going to be, what did you call it?
Ice pick and roll.
Ice pick and roll. It's going to be an ice pick and roll. Three-leg parlay.
But then we don't get a list.
And also on ENN, we are going to draw, I think, the NFC numbers for the Superbox Bonanza.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's always fun.
Yeah, that's going to be great radio. I'm sad about the list, though. We just lost something great.
Is
there a reason you didn't have it done, did you?
The people wanted this. So
I don't understand why you can't do two.
Yeah, you can give
it's
the
so
ice pick.
It's so fast to give the ice pick.
Yeah, that's 2 seconds.
We're just not going to have time.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
Pick up football.
Pick up football.
Are the Michael K. Show.
Pick them
pro picks.
Three.
All right, before Don has the ice pick and roll, let's give you our football picks. You're in the lead, Peter. It really means nothing because you won anyway. So what's your pick?
Well, being simply the best, my pick doesn't matter. I've wrapped this whole thing up.
Beautifully.
It's going to be a close game. I'm going to go with my gut. And my gut is just telling me that Patrick Mahomes finds a way to win this game. I think Patrick Mahomes is an all-time NFL icon. And all-time NFL icons don't lose back-to-back Super Bowls. He's going to win this one. I'm going with the Chiefs.
These two teams are so closely matched. They have this exact same record, 16-3. They both scored the exact amount of points, and they both have the exact amount of Pro Bowl players on at 6. I just think the big difference is going to be Patrick Mahomes.
That's right.
And I don't think the Eagles have been tested. Can we lower that music? It's so loud.
Yeah, thank you so much.
So I just think they haven't been tested. I think the Eagles will test them. I'm not taking anything away from Philly, but I believe that the Chiefs are going to win this game probably by about a touchdown. Don.
Well, just about where do you fall on the dominance, right? Is it real or is it fugazi? And I'm going to bank on it being real because it's only one loss with Jalen Hurts at quarterback. One loss. And even that game, Peter will admit, there was a lot of things going on that kind of worked against the Eagles in that one. But give the Commanders credit, they kept the ball away from Jalen Hurts. He can throw, guys. It's not an issue. He's had 2 weeks to rest that injured arm. He's going to be able to throw. When he had to throw on the second play from scrimmage against the Giants, he did it on that first drive that was an incomplete pass. It still went as a completion for a long drive. I'm just going to buy into the dominance. I am. I like this offense. I like this quarterback. And their defense can get after it. 79 sacks so far in the postseason. So it's going to be a close game. I went back and forth as well. I usually go with the better quarterback. But who's to say at this particular moment, Jalen Hurts might not be the better quarterback when it's all said and done at the end of this game. So I'm going to go with Philadelphia to cover the point and a half and keep me out of the dunk tank.
Wow, well, we have ourselves a matchup. Don the Eagles, Michael the Chiefs, me the champion, and Bear the Dogs pick. A lot of people want to know.
Right.
He's had a good season as well.
Not bad.
Bear's pick will be released via the TMKS ESPN social media on Sunday.
Really?
There will be a video. Bear will be releasing a video to give his pick prior to kickoff.
What else is Bear going to release
over the
weekend? There's a lot on the line. The one who loses goes in a dunk tank.
I don't know how I'm going to be able to do it. In the dead of summer, in the cold water. God, we're weak.
Don
we're
doesn't
so
understand,
weak.
Though. If Don's in the dunk tank, just because he likes, punishment, there will be warm urine in the dunk tank.
No, well, put a piranha in. That would make him happy.
You know, that's a good idea. How about a piranha, Don? Would you like that?
Yeah, go ahead. Kill me.
It would be something.
At least people would be entertained by it.
At least
we
wouldn't be gutless. That's what he has to say. Real quick.
I would die for the show.
Can I give a shout-out to the wonderful chef here at 317
yes.
Main? Has a spot two doors down called Vico, and they gave us some delicious pizza, which Michael is so gutless he wouldn't even taste. Don, how delightful was the pizza?
Very good. I want to try. Was it like a dessert pizza with a Nutella? Yes, please.
This is a Nutella. It's like a dessert pizza. Nutella. You want the one with pistachio or no?
Yes, please.
With pistachio. All right, here you go. See, because Don is not gutless, here you go. Look, Michael. Oh, wait. Wait, hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Michael is picking up a piece of Nutella pizza. Is he going to do it? Eat it. Eat it. Eat it. Eat it. Look at him. He ate bread with Nutella. Can you believe it? Wow. It's really good. To think.
Very good.
To think the millions in Europe who eat it every day. They're on to something, huh?
You I'm got so tired of
tell on your face.
Well, we don't have any napkins. I need a napkin.
Here you go. I'll help you out.
I'm tired of applauding him eating delicious foods.
I know. It's pathetic, isn't it?
You know, I really should bring a Nutella pizza home for Callie. That's all she eats. That's the only thing
bring
she
her home a slice.
No, it's got to be more than a slice.
I'm sure our friends over at Vico will take care of you. Great job, Vico and Farmingdale.
Don, ice pick and roll.
All right. It's now time for today's ice pick and roll driven by Nissan. The fans demanded it. I'm going to go to three-leg parlay. The hockey portion, Pens over the Ducks, Leafs over the Blue Jackets on the money line. And since I had so much luck with them, I'm going to go with the Celtics on the money line tonight.
Oh, yeah. Who do we got? I forget. Memphis?
Hornets. It's like minus 600, so you can't do anything with it. But I went with the favorites, but still, money line Leafs, money line Pens, money line Celtics gives you a nice plus 122. Nice three-leg parlay.
Have some fun. Penguins, Celtics, and Leafs?
That's right.
This is like
all the money line.
This is like the Drake Rosenberg parlay.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, apparently.
All right.
Toronto, Pittsburgh, Boston.
PCL.
That's right, the PCL.
All right, and that is our ice pick and roll, which is driven by Nissan. Hurry in to the Nissan Thrill of the Drive sales event. Get a killer deal on your local Nissan at your local Nissan store or NissanUSA.com today. Clock's ticking. Catch these offers while you can.
Now, one of our listeners brought us these squishies.
Yes.
And so which one is yours, Don?
Mine is Dame Lillard.
Because from Portland.
That's right.
And why do you love Portland?
And I will tell you, not today.
And what's yours, Peter?
I got a Chase Young squishy.
Oh.
Wow.
Hold on one sec. Chase, I have unfortunate news. We're not going to be giving you your fifth year.
That's right.
I'm sorry. But I love you anyway, pal.
Now, I got an Aaron Judge one, and I got to tell you a little story about these squishies. So I was in a store with Charlie, and he saw a squishy of Bryce Harper. So I got him a squishy, and these squishies are expensive.
They are?
Yeah, they're pretty expensive. And we took it out of the box. I was sickened. They had Bryce Harper as a right-handed batter.
Get out of here.
So I said to Charlie, we're bringing this back.
Whoa.
He said, no, we're not. I said, he's not right-handed. What are you doing? How could they sell Bryce Harper? That's why I look to see if Judge is the proper – he's a right-hander.
Well, listen, things happen, Michael.
Were you really bothered by it?
Yeah, of course. You buy these things for kids so that they can learn about the sport.
Yeah, you know what? But I learned I grew up playing RBI baseball for Nintendo, and all the players were white.
Yeah, and
but that was pre-1947 you were playing.
Ellis Burks was just – The same white figure as Gary Carter was.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, Chase Young doesn't look like Natalie's dad in real life, but I mean, you know, you do the best you can.
Yeah,
it's
but
a squishy.
You do have to get the right bat.
I mean, it's supposed to be like a photo. There's no way on God's green earth would you see Bryce Harper maybe take a picture with the bat on the other shoulder.
No, he was
for a goof.
No, and the hands were...
But also, he's not 3 inches tall and squishy. Come on.
That's
sometimes you've got to suspend reality.
Oh, my God. And you should be disgusted by that.
Why?
Look at it. You should be disgusted.
Oh, wait. What's that?
Oh, it has the name on the
back. Oh.
Because the Yankee uniform has no name.
Of course.
Then show us something. Find the guy who generously gave it to us and give it back to him.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to just
scratch it off.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
I'm going to scratch it off.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.